if all devotees of Krishna go back to Godhead, then some devotees are more dedicated and do more service, and others are less dedicated and do less service. If all of them are going to go back to Godhead, then what is the need to do more service and be more dedicated?
Yeah.
Krishna consciousness is a process of love. It is not like a business of mutual exploitation, where we want to do as less as possible for Krishna and we want to get as much out of Krishna as possible. That is not love. So there is Krishna's love, which is expressed in his declarations. You do even little bhakti, I will deliver you. I will take you to me. When Lord Ramchandra says that, if somebody chants my name only once, I will forever grant him fearlessness. That is his love for us, by which he is making such a declaration. But if I say, I have chanted once now, now protect me for the rest of eternity. Now that is not our love. So love actually can be one way, but relationships cannot be one way. For a relationship to be there, there has to be reciprocation of the other side also. So Krishna always loves us. And out of his mercy, even if we do little, he will appreciate that. But if we want to love Krishna, then we have to do as much as we can in his service. And actually speaking, the purpose of spiritual life is not just to go to the spiritual world. Because if I go to the spiritual world, and if I think how much money is in my bank balance here, then what is the point of being in the spiritual world? The speciality of the spiritual world is not just in the location. The speciality of the spiritual world is in the disposition. That everybody, it's not just that so you go there, oh, then you'll become happy automatically. No, it is the mentality of the people there that makes them happy. The disposition is that they are absorbed in Krishna. And that absorption we need to cultivate. So Krishna is so merciful that he will open the doors of the spiritual world for even those who are practicing bhakti a little bit. But this such declarations of Krishna should inspire us. Oh, Krishna is so merciful. Why should I love things anything other than him? Let me offer myself wholeheartedly to him. So as sadhakas, the mood of love is that I want to do as much as possible for Krishna. And if I'm not able to do, then still Krishna is not a fault-finding God. Krishna will still accept. So the scriptural statements have to be always seen in a proper light, which inspires us in our service of Krishna. If we use the scriptural statement to justify our lackadaisical performance of bhakti, our half-hearted performance of bhakti, then we miss out on the purpose of scripture. The purpose of scripture is, there are multiple levels of instruction by which you can all come towards Krishna. So Krishna will accept everyone, but actually to be accepted by him, in the sense that for us to experience the sweetness of his love, we have to direct our heart towards Krishna. It's like, if our heart is directed towards other things, because we are performing little bhakti, little dedication, and our heart is directed to other things, then we will not experience the ecstasy of Krishna prema. The ecstasy of Krishna prema is experienced only when we are absorbed in Krishna. And that's why we should strive as much as possible to offer as much as we can to Krishna. And then we will be happy even in this world. What to speak of the next?
You just mentioned what Ramayana.